Hello and welcome to episode 4 of the Tyre Recycling Podcast. It's been a few weeks, but now we're back with another episode. As ever, I'm joined by Ewan Scott, editor of Tyne Rubber Recycling. Ewan, how are you doing today?
I'm doing just fine. Brilliant. Interesting times. Sunshine in here today.
Yeah. Well, it's shining here well, deep in summer in Spain. So definitely looking like it's going to be a nice day today. Obviously, in the last episode, we talked to Martin Vaughan Wolferstorff from Wolferstorff Consulting in a two part interview series. What have we got on the menu today?
So today we're talking about Wastefront, a Scandinavian based pyrolysis project headquartered in Norway. We'll be speaking to Ing Bergman and Henrik Sellström about their plans to invest in the UK.
Interesting. So we've got so you'll be talking to two representatives from Wastefront there. So that'll be intriguing to see what comes out of that interview. But so without any further ado, without any more waiting around, we've got that interview coming up for you right now.
I'm Ewan Scott. I'm the editor of Tyre and Rubber Recycling. And I'm speaking with Inge Berg and Henrik Sellström from Wastefront. Inge, Henrik, can you tell us a bit about Wastefront? Why is a Norwegian business investing in the UK?
So me and Henrik, we've been in this area for quite some time, and we found an area where we saw that it was underreported, and we could do some of the things that we've done before with this industry. It's an interesting industry. So we had a look at where we wanted to start up first, and I did some research, hired in some really competent guys, and we found that actually UK was ideal for us to start. We found partners there that we wanted to work with, and we found the raw material that we wanted as well. And we found a place where we're negotiating that we want to have this first new plant. So it was really we had some research, and we went for it actually, and it's a good place for us to start, I think.
Okay, so you have a location and you have partners in the UK.
We are negotiating on that, but fairly soon we're about to announce all of that.
Okay, good. What sort of feedstock is it that you'll be taking? Will it be car tires, truck tires, whole tires, or shredded tires?
It's the tires in general, and we will get them shredded to the facility. So any tire, actually.
Okay,
that means conveyor belts and truck tires and car tires.
Right. So you'd be buying in that shredded material.
Yes.
And what sort of tonnage are you expecting to go through in a year?
So the first plant will be, we've been launching it in groups or in parts, sort of, but it will be 180 ton a day plant. The first one that we've setting up. So when we're finished, it's going to be 180 ton a day.
And that's a single plant?
Yes.
And your output, what is your main output? Are you going to focus on the oil or the raw carbon black?
It's a combination. We prefer to use as much as possible as a new recovered feedstock. So diesel is the bulk of the output, but we also expect to get high-grade recycled carbon black.
So for us, it's really both. It's not like you've seen in the industry before that somebody's focusing only on only on the carbon black stuff, for instance, but we're going to do both.
Right, so you have experience in the industry in the past?
Yes, we've me and Henrik, we've been we've been one of the founders of Quantafuel that set up a plant in Denmark, working with plastic, with yeah, working with plastic. So we have some experience from before from these kind of projects.
Okay, and do you see Wastefront developing and becoming a larger operator with multiple plants in multiple locations?
Yes, that's our idea. We want to launch in the UK, but we will go after the big markets in Europe as well. So you will see us setting up plants in Europe and elsewhere going forward. We have a long-term goal in this industry, and I think that we will be a worldwide company within a few years.
Okay, so you're entering this market. You have some experience, but it is a very competitive market, and you have some already established competitors such as Pyrolix and Black Bear Carbon, for example. So how are you going to catch them up?
Of course, we don't go into this market without knowing what we're going to do, and we have some partners already. Our business model is quite robust, to be frankly, and you will see us announce some really serious stuff going forward.
It is a very traditional market, and with a lot of traditional solutions. So we think we're applying the right technology and put a lot of competitive people into this. I think we'll make a change.
And we're back from our interview with Wastefront. That was quite an intriguing and interesting interview with quite a few thought-provoking takeaways. Ewan, from a journalistic point of view, what really caught your eye in that interview?
It's interesting that Innovate Norway, a Norwegian oil fund, is investing in a project that is going to take place in the UK. Here in the UK, we've been very concerned about what's going to happen after Brexit. And here we have an international project being set up in partnership with UK business to develop a pyrolysis project. It's interesting. These guys have got experience. They know what they're doing. And they should be able to hit the ground running.
Very good. I mean, that's a big vote of confidence for the British market, that someone's looking to invest their time and resources there. So people will be, that's a good news for the British tyre recycling sector.
Yeah, because they could easily have set this plant up in Norway, because Norway has big problems with exporting tyres as well. But they've chosen to come to the UK. So It looks good for the future.
Definitely. Well, thanks for interviewing Wastefront today, Ewan. And as ever, that was, I'm sure people will find a lot of value in that short segment we did. Thanks to our viewers for tuning in for this episode of the Tyre Recycling Podcast. We will be back very shortly with a new episode and a new interviewee that we're both very excited about. But until then, thank you for watching.